Hello, and welcome to Science World.
We have developed many, many different types of resources for the same topic so that students have the opportunity of learning the material in the fashion they want to.
He's now a U.S. engineering professor, but back in college in India, Attar Kaur had to share textbooks with other students. He's taking that experience, and today he's offering a free online educational resource containing a variety of learning materials. Guess what? When Attar Kaur was a young man attending college in his native India, he, like many college students, didn't have much money, which meant that he had limited access to necessary but expensive textbooks. Today, Attar Kaur is a mechanical engineering professor at the University of South Florida, but he never forgot the hardships that he faced during those early years at college. To help college students with limited financial resources, Professor Kaur has created a free online resource called Holistic Numerical Methods. Now, Numerical Methods is a core college course for many engineering students and is an approach in mathematics that allows scientists and engineers to arrive at approximate solutions for problems they can't solve exactly or would take too long to solve. Professor Kaur joins us for this week's one-on-one segment to talk about the unique online collection of college courseware he developed and what it offers to college students around the world. I guess the first thing I'd like to ask you, Professor, is you've developed a free open courseware resource called Holistic Numerical Methods. Can you explain what this is and what does it involve?
It is a core course which we teach in engineering. It's called Numerical Methods. It's a course about solving mathematical problems approximately, because most of the engineering and science problems cannot be solved exactly. So this is what get the students introduced to. And what we have done for the last 11 or 12 years is to develop this open courseware. And what we have done is that we have developed many, many different types of resources for the same topic, so that students have the opportunity of learning the material in the fashion they want to. And another good thing about the resource is that it has been vetted by several universities. It has been assessed formally by about four universities, so that we can see that it works with different types of students, whether they belong to a large university or a small university, or with different racial backgrounds and gender and so on and so forth.
Who is this available to?
It is available to anybody in the world. We put no restrictions. We don't even ask a person to log in or give us a password or anything like that. And that's the beauty of it, because if you take out all the stumbling blocks of getting a resource, which can be as simple as even having to log in and put in a password, you find that more people are willing to use that resource.
Is there a cost involved with this?
No, there is no cost.
So it's absolutely free?
Absolutely free.
Now, what can a web visitor expect to find at your site?
If they are taking a course in numerical methods, they can use it as a complementary resource. So if they are going into the classroom, they can go back into their dorms or into their homes and watch maybe a YouTube lecture on the same topic which their instructor is teaching them. They can take multiple-choice question quizzes on the web itself, and it gives them feedback right away. They can look at a PowerPoint presentation. They can look at some anecdotal information about a particular numerical method. They can also look at real-world examples which are used to illustrate why, in the first place, do we need to learn these different numerical methods.
I understand that the basis of your courseware comes from a very personal experience.
I went to undergraduate school in India. It was way back in the mid-1970s. And we used to have these books, which we had to use as textbooks. But some of these textbooks were written by American authors, and they'll be extremely expensive for an Indian student to buy. So the library would keep a few books, which we could check out for the whole semester, but three or four students would have to share that book. So since we're a small college, the tests were given all on the same day. People would have to come up with a timetable that, hey, you use it from 2 to 4, I use it from 4 to 6, and things like that. So it did impact how well we learned a particular material.
Does this courseware that you've developed correspond with any particular class or college curriculum? Is it used with any particular course or class offered by colleges?
Yes. The course is called Numerical Methods, and it is a core class not for all engineering majors, but for engineering majors like mechanical, civil, and some cases electrical and computer engineering. They teach this course as a core class. So if you go to any engineering school, about half of the engineering students will have to take that course.
What do you consider to be one of the most important components of developing online courseware or classes?
You have to give the student an opportunity of learning the same thing via different modes. So that could be a video, that could be a textbook chapter, that could be some anecdotal information. So once you give these multiple context opportunities, it has been proven by evidence-based research that people learn it better, and it also stays in the long-term memory better.
That was Professor Attar Kaw, who teaches mechanical engineering at the University of South Florida in Tampa, Florida. If you want to learn more about Professor Kaw's free online educational resource, check out his website at nm.mathforcollege.com. That's it for this edition of Science World. Thanks so much for listening. We'd like to invite you to visit our new website and blog. The address is voanews.com/science. Science World has been produced by Bob Doty, and I'm Rick Pantaleo. Be sure to join us either online or on your radio next Saturday and Sunday as we check out the latest in science, health, and technology on Science World.